So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Wendy Snyder here with you, sitting in for Bob Surratt today, and I want to talk about a special event that's coming up. On the line with us right now is Janelle Towne. Janelle is the founder of the Home to Home Project. First of all, good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, first and foremost, there's a resale shop called East Vintage Market. It's located in Hodgkins, 6119 East Avenue. Such cool things in there. And in the back of this place is where the Home to Home Project comes together. And I want you to say it, but basically, you collect gently used furniture, household goods, profits from things you sell at this vintage market go to help people who were formerly homeless and they're transitioning out of shelters and into their new place. Is that correct?
You nailed it. Yes. That we assist women and children who are leaving domestic violence situations and veterans and their families. And when they're leaving a homeless shelter, we come in with a team of designers. We meet with them. We find out about them, their families, their styles, the colors they like. Then we come back to the warehouse and we pull furniture and we create a home that is warm and comfortable and inviting and a place they can be proud of.
It is such a great organization. I was reading your information here, and this astounds me. The average person spends $8,176 to furnish a one-bedroom apartment. That according to ForRent.com. So if you're just coming out of a homeless shelter and getting a place, you're lucky if you can even get a mattress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of our clients, when we get there, they're laying on piles of clothes, and that's how they would stay if it wasn't for us coming in. And it's free to the client. We don't get government grants, so everything that we do is funded on our own.
All right, and part of this funding is this gala that the Home to Home Project is having. It's called Hope on the Horizon, and it's happening September 6th at the Hyatt Lodge in Oak Brook. Tell us about what's going on and how we get tickets, because I just want you to plug this because you're doing such a great thing, Janelle, and I'm proud of you, and I want to see the Home to Home Project benefit.
Thank you so much. We are very excited about our upcoming gala. It's September 6th. It's going to be at the Hyatt Lodge in Oak Brook. The event will feature an open bar with top shelf liquor, dining, dancing. We have a band called the Walk-Ins. I know you're big into going to watch live music, so I don't know if you've heard of them, but they look pretty good online. We're going to have a silent auction, a paddle race, and we will even have a couple of our former clients who are success stories joining us on stage, and they're going to be sharing their stories and just their journey with the attendees.
You really are changing people's lives. And if you're listening now and you'd like to help out, if you don't live near Hodgkins and you can't shop at the East Vintage Market, there's an Amazon wish list. Explain this, too, so people can actually contribute that way.
So we have a list of items that are standard, brand new only, sheets, towels, mattresses, bed pillows, bathroom accessories. Those are things that we want to provide so that it's a more dignified experience for the client. We want to provide those brand new. And so our Amazon wish list is up on our website at all times so that whenever we're low on something, we just update it. And if there are certain things that a client's told us, like our next move-in, if the child has, she or he is involved in a sport or likes a particular athlete or action figure or whatever, we try to get those specific items just for them. And so we will update the Amazon wish list. And we also have a Facebook page where we post it and Instagram, as well as our website.
Now, this started, was it your daughter that had confirmation project?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did this start?
Because this is 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
It was a one-time service project that got way out of hand. And despite my best efforts in the beginning to self-sabotage, it just kept growing. So I knew that God's hand was on this, and this had nothing to do with me. And so I eventually submitted and allowed it after I started swearing and said, I'm just going to go with it and see what happens. And here we are 8 years later. We're on move-in 180-something. I think 86 is the next one. And we've brought the rate of recidivism down from 50% of homeless people returning to shelters within 6 months down to 1% in 8 years. So we are very proud of that.
You have done such an amazing job. East Vintage Market, it's a resale shop, some great things in there, and also the big, I guess I say it wrong, I've said gala my whole life, but it's a gala, isn't it?
It's either way is fine. Either way. You know, and I want to bring something up since everyone is listening right now. I am inviting you formally over the airwaves again, Wendy, to come join me paint in the back.
Oh, yes. Janelle takes some of the furniture that is donated, and you basically upcycle it. You paint it, you have a paint gun, and you have to wear goggles.
That's how we met. The back and the paint gun.
Yes.
Yes, and that, yes, and so anytime you want to come join me.
I do want to come help you out.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, that's great. I said I want to donate some time, and I've never gotten over there to do it. So I will do it.
It's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. And, you know, our door's open at any time. And we will fit in anyone in any capacity. So there is room for you in this organization. If you are too old, you think, and we've had people in their late 80s that have told me, oh, I'm too old to go on a move-in. I said, well, can you put utensils in a drawer? Can you put a pillowcase on a pillow? Then you can join us. And we have a wonderful group of people that have become friends through this organization that are there, and it's very social, and it's just brought a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life together.
You've done it. You should be so proud of yourself. Her name is Janelle Towne, and you can go to h2hproject.org. And if someone's listening right now, Janelle, and they know of someone that is coming out of transitional housing, how do they reach out to you? And what if someone wants to volunteer? How do people get in touch with you?
The best way is through the website. And the volunteer tab, you can sign up there if you or someone you know needs help. Also through the website, just send us an email and one of us will return your call. If you are a potential community partner, we can set up a meeting with you. We can come talk to your group. We're always interested in bringing more people to our organization.
Keep up the great work. I am so proud of you, Janelle Towne, the Home to Home Project.
Thank you.
And good luck at
Thanks,
the gala.
Wendy.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for this. I appreciate it so much. And I want to thank you and WGN.
Absolutely. H2Hproject.org.